My stories are for those that aren't scared of death and are eager to know more about the inglorious past too often hidden from our eyes. Today's story will expose the terrible destiny of a young woman. Her name was Marilyn Richard. She was 20 years old when she left Jamaica, full of hope, part of the Windrush generation, promised a future in Britain. But promises fade quickly in a city that does not want you. For 2 years, she had worked tirelessly as a nurse for the NHS, patching up wounds in a country that refused to see her as its own. She lived in a cramped house, damp, in Notting Hill, sharing space with others like her, Caribbeans forced into overcrowded rooms because no landlord would rent to them. Signs in windows told them they were not welcome. No Irish, no blacks, no dogs. The weight of loneliness pressed against her. She missed home, the warmth of the sun, the scent of jerk chicken in the air, the feeling of belonging. She was saving every penny, hoping to return to Jamaica one day. But some dreams are never meant to come true. That night, Marilyn's shift ended long past midnight. The hospital halls were nearly silent, except for the occasional rustle of paper or the distant beep of a heart monitor. She was exhausted, but there was one patient left, an old woman, frail, still, trapped in uneasy sleep. Marilyn adjusted the blankets, checked the vitals. Everything seemed fine. She turned to leave. Thin, cold finger clamped around her arm. The old woman's eyes remained closed, but her lips moved, whispering. "Don't go, my child." A pause, a shuddering breath. "You will face death." Then, just as suddenly, her grip loosened. Her hand fell limp. Silence. Marilyn swallowed hard, just the ramblings of a confused mind, she told herself. She stepped outside, pulling a coat tight around her shoulders. It was 3 in the morning. The streets were empty, swallowed in shadows. The glow of the street lamps flickered, casting distorted shapes along the pavement. She walked quickly, her breath visible in the cold night air. But with every step, the feeling grew stronger. She wasn't alone. She glanced back. Nothing, just darkness, pressing in around her. She turned a corner. Ahead, the road stretched long and empty. But something caught her eye. Movement in the alleyway. A shadow, then another. Marilyn's pace quickened, almost home, almost safe. The footstep behind her matched a rhythm, then, too late. A figure emerged from the darkness. A hard shove sent her stumbling into the alley. A sharp pain, the metallic scent of blood filled the air. Marilyn gasped, her vision blurring. The last thing she saw before the darkness took her was the glint of a knife. By morning, London carried on as if nothing had happened. The newspaper barely mentioned her. The police had their version of events. A robbery gone wrong, they said. Another tragedy, another name fading into the cracks of the city. But those who knew Marilyn knew the truth. They had been waiting for her. She wasn't the first and wouldn't be the last. And no, her blood was on their hands.